2 Corinthians chapter 4. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to those that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of the darkness, hath shined in our hearts, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. The idea of this glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ, that he is the person in whom the glory of God is revealed. We know the glory of God by his face, by his person. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. Back to verse 1. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. I'll tell you what, many times I run across people, and they still have this idea that in order to be saved, that there's something we have to do to curry God's favor to get saved. And this is not true. Now, God's elect must be pleasing to God. But that does not mean that in order to be chosen by God, in order for God to begin dealing with you on the basis of mercy, you do not have to be pleasing to him for that to happen. Meaning his mercy comes first, the pleasing him part comes second. It is not the means to salvation, but the consequence of it. The consequence of your salvation is that you become pleasing to God. Now, this causes a lot of confusion to people because, manifestly, it's true. A lot of people say they're saved and are not pleasing God. In fact, they wax worse and worse. And so, it leaves open questions for people to ask, saying, well, what's the deal? How does it work? Is it once saved, always saved? And in a word, I would say, yes, it is once saved, always saved, but it is also not saved, never saved. That just because a man claims to be saved, or makes, just because he makes a confession with his mouth, there's a greater confession made by what follows. And every idle word will be given due scrutiny and judgment. God is not bound based on our... there is no, as I've said on many occasions, there's no magical formula whereby a man proves he is saved. Meaning, raise your right hand, spin around 3 times, pull on your nose, twitch your ears, and you're saved. It's not like that. God, salvation begins with God before the foundations of the world. He saved us by his purpose before we were born. And that purpose began to be fulfilled in this world as we came into the world and as Christ died for our sins. But those works are finished. Yet still there are works in us that will come to pass that make that calling an election sure. Not to God, but to us. And so there's confusion for people because they know that works, because there are many scriptures that let us know that works play some part. There are works involved in Christianity. But there are many scriptures also say that we're not saved by works. That's the thing. We're not saved by works. We're saved by God's mercy. But let not a man think the mercy of God is on him who claims the mercy of God and then has no works. Meaning, if I say, oh, I believe in Jesus, and then I go on to live a hedonistic lifestyle, thinking, I confessed, I believed, I'm saved. That man is deceiving himself. That's all he's doing. And unless God, in his mercy, touches that person to bring them out of such foolishness, they will never be saved. No matter, you know. And so it is that is said in the day of judgment, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And he will profess to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. So, in light of these facts, having received the mercy of God, we ought not faint, because our salvation is not based on our works, but on his mercy. Therefore, as we go forward in the works, we have a certain amount of confidence that God is with us in the works. And the works we do, we are going to be triumphant in Christ, because it is by his mercy that we do these things, and not by our own power. Verse 2 says, I have renounced, we faint not, but we have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. And there's a lot of things. Remember we talked about in chapter 1, he spoke of that the testimony of our conscience, you know, is that we not with fleshly wisdom, but in simplicity and godly sincerity and singularity,